The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
My next guest, best known as the fabulous pharmacist, says the main five pillars of health are checking yourself, diet, sleep, exercise, and orgasms. Now, we've certainly talked about 1, 2, 3, and 4 many times on the programme, but rarely have we talked about number 5. She is bringing her sellout show, which is called Viva La Vulva, to Dublin next month, and she joins me in studio now to tell us all about it. Laura Dowling, good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, an unusual title for a show. In the 1950s, it would have been banned.
I know, a bit racy. I decided I'd just go all out with it. You know, why not?
So what is it?
So it is a show about women's health and wellness, and specifically around the woman's body, which there has been a lot of shame about over, you know, centuries, really. Women aren't taught the proper terms for their anatomy, hence why I bring my vulva puppet with me everywhere.
You have two vulva puppets in front of me here.
I do indeed.
Rather colourful.
They are, and that's to depict the different colours that vulvas have, actually, because they're all unique, Pat.
Okay. Like a fingerprint.
Absolutely. Different shapes and sizes. But with them, and with our anatomy as women, things can go a little bit pear-shaped sometimes, and a lot of the time women don't know who to ask for help.
Or even how to describe their problem.
How to describe their problems, because they don't know their anatomy. So this show is about how they can overcome the shame that we have around our anatomy, how they can talk about sexual dysfunction, desire, incontinence, because incontinence affects a lot of women. 1 in 3 women will suffer incontinence in their lifetime, and that increases to 1 in 2 post-menopause. So women are going around with dark trousers on all the time, needing to know where the toilets are, not dancing at weddings, not able to run and do exercise, even though we're told that's really healthy for us because of incontinence issues. But there are really simple tools that they can use that are cheap. They can go to a women's health physio. We're giving them all this information in a really safe space, so and lots of humour with it.
Now, I know that some of our listeners are already consulting Dr. Google to find out what the vulva is, because you say that many people don't know.
They don't. We use the term vagina for the female anatomy, and that is just the one part of it. It's the tunnel, but there's so much more to it. The vulva is the complete exterior, so it's the labia, the clitoris, the clitoral hood, the labia majora, the minora, and we've grown up in a society certainly that we don't explore a woman's body. Little girls aren't taught about their anatomy, but men never mix up penis and testicles. You know, they're fairly, we know the difference between them, but we don't know the different anatomical parts of the female body.
Now there's no doubt that people give different names to the female anatomy, but they do so as well to the men. You know, men have all sorts of names for.
Oh, they do, absolutely. And little pet names are fine, but I think that if we're starting our children out from a young age knowing about their bodies, both boys and girls, it means then that there's no shame around them. It means that when things go wrong, they can talk about it. They can point to exactly what part is hurting or not feeling comfortable, and then they will grow up then with a better sense of their bodies. And that means then when they get to perimenopause, menopause, or post-baby, and they are experiencing difficulties, they will know that actually this might be common, but it's not normal. I'm going to go and get help. I'm either going to go and talk to my doctor, my women's health physio, my pharmacist, and get the help that I need. So many women don't get the help they need, and they suffer in silence. That's why I'm doing this show.
You remarked to me that the female body is actually beautiful, yeah. However, pretty badly designed. What do you mean?
It's poorly designed. Look, it is a beautiful thing to behold, but it is a bit poorly designed. You know, once hormones come into it and they fluctuate during, I suppose, pregnancy and then post-menopause and during perimenopause, lots of little things can go wrong. And even just something as simple as a vaginal estrogen or an estrogen cream for the outside vulva. It can really make a difference to women's sex lives, but not only that, to their UTIs. A lot of women post-menopause will experience a lot of UTIs. They're given regular antibiotics for this. This can actually be helped with an estrogen cream, an estrogen pessary, which means that they don't need the antibiotics anymore. It was never a need for an antibiotic in the first place. They just needed a little bit of extra estrogen, because when we are post-menopause, our estrogen levels drop. So all of those things, prolapse, all of those things can be helped. Women just don't know where to go and ask for that help.
Now, when you have a show, what happens at the show?
So we open the show with me talking about the shame around women's bodies. I discuss the fact that it's a really safe space and that women can share anything. What happens in the National Concert Hall will stay in the National Concert Hall, just like our sellout shows in Cork, Kerry and Galway. We had women standing up in the audience crying, laughing, hugging, sharing stories. I will have women's health physio Aoife Harvey there. She will discuss all things vagina and bum as well, because, you know, all of that constipation, everything feeds into itself. We have Kyla Cobbler. She's our Cork comedian. Now, we won't hold the fact that she's from Cork against her, but she is gas crack. Then we also have Dr. Caroline West, who is a sex and intimacy specialist, also deals with sexual violence. Conversations around that. And then we also have Shauna Scott, who is the owner of Sex Shuppa. And the owner of Sex Shuppa is there, and she will be selling her products there. All her products sold out at our last three shows, each and every time. Women were just dying to buy the little toys that she had, the lubricants that she had, because we're also talking about the fact that a lot of the lubes out there that are sold at the minute, they are actually not vaginal friendly. They contain glycerin, they are a sugar alcohol, sucks the moisture out of a vagina. That's okay if you're young, but when you're older and you need a little bit of help down there, it's the last thing you need. Lubes out there a lot of the time are sold for, were actually designed by men, for men. So we are showing them the kind of things that they can use. And also, when we're talking about sex, it isn't just penetrative sex, penis and vagina. There's lots of ways people can have sex, particularly if they are experiencing discomfort down there. Little toys that can help them, and even just ways and means around it. And also, there's gay people out there that will have sex in very many different ways too. So we discuss all of that. There is nothing that is off the table in terms of discussion. So there's a few talks and then an open panel discussion, yeah, and a confession box. So the confession box, we passed around, people put in the questions that they want to ask or the comments that they want to make.
So they don't have to stand up in the middle of the audience.
No. It can be completely confidential, but women do stand up, and they say, we've had women standing up and sharing very intimate details about themselves and loving the fact that they can have this safe space to talk about these open conversations.
I mean, typically, the doctor was male. Now, that's changed completely. Most of the graduates from medical schools are now female, as it happens. But has that been a difficulty for women, that their local doctor maybe is male and they find it difficult to have frank conversations?
Look, I think so. And there are very many amazing male doctors out there, but there is that kind of stigma around talking about our vaginal health. And actually, one of the stories that I do share at the show is that the reason why I've done all this is because I would have seen women, say, in their late 60s, early 70s, coming into me with serious vaginal health issues. They may have had regular UTIs. They were treating them with, you know, thrush cream for no reason. They may not have had sex for like 15, 16 years. Huge discomfort, couldn't even sit properly on a chair because they were so uncomfortable. All they needed to do was go and get a vaginal estrogen or an estrogen cream, but they were too ashamed and embarrassed to do that, too ashamed to talk to their partner about it, to talk to their doctor about it. So we're breaking down those barriers with these safe and honest conversations.
This text, I was at one of Laura's shows in Galway. I loved it. The government should bring her into schools.
I have done a couple of schools talks, actually, and the girls loved them. So, and you know what it is? It's about if we empower women now, they tell their daughters and their granddaughters. Like, I've had women of 88 at the show and a 21-year-old at the show as well. So women of all ages are really benefiting from it.
I love Laura's confession boxes on Instagram. She gets some mental confessions.
More of
this, please.
I do. I get lots of confessions in. People find it quite cathartic to just tell me stuff that they know. You know, I'm not judgmental at all. So they can tell me anything, I'll put it up. And it makes people feel like they're not alone as well. Because a lot of people experience the same things. And that's what I found in the pharmacies and then also online. People were asking me the same questions over and over again. So they're experiencing the same things, but they feel very alone.
We were never taught sex education properly in school. And if we were, maybe so many of us would not have put up with mediocre sex when we were younger, says that texter. Brilliant to hear about the vulva show. So important. Went to see a specialist physio. Changed my life for the better. So thank you.
Absolutely. It is an unbelievable show. Really, you know, really full of lots of education for women, but also lots of fun. And there's a goodie bag of €120 as well given out in the night. So
you know,
for everyone.
Your charge is €75.
€75
ticket. But you
ticket.
Get
€120 worth, plus €120 plus worth of amazing full-size products with lots of brands that have come in with me. So Nux, my own, Fabu Wellness, we have Coco Brown, we have AU Beauty, Neutrogena, Aveeno, all of them in the goodie bag. So well worth coming. And, you know, even the women from the country can come up. It's a bank holiday weekend. They should come up and just enjoy
Question,
themselves.
Are you going to Limerick with the show?
No, do you know what? This Dublin show now is the last one for the time being anyway. It's my final show anyway of this year because it'll be my fourth and final. So we're going to go out with a bang in the National Concert Hall.
All right. And booking through the National Concert Hall?
Booking through the National Concert Hall.
And the date?
The 5th of May. It's the bank holiday. Doors open at 6. And we will finish up around 10, a quarter past 10.
Martin in Galway says medical gaslighting of women is still a thing. Also, most studies of diseases and conditions are carried out on the male anatomy.
Absolutely, Pat. It was only in 1994 that they insisted that women were actually took part in clinical trials. So, yes, even medicines just for women were trialled on men. We're a little bit trickier to do clinical trials on. We're more expensive because of our menstrual cycle. So, you know, there has been a lot of gaslighting. I was actually just talking about it yesterday on Instagram with the fact that we our appetite increases coming up to our period due to our hormonal fluctuations. Could find very few studies on it online. So, you know, it doesn't really make sense.
All right. Well, Laura, known as the Fabulous Pharmacist, is hosting that show in the National Concert Hall. And it sounds like one of those, like a perpetual motion machine. You pay 75 and you get 120 back. I don't know how it's done. But anyway, Laura, thank you very much for
joining us.
No, I think I would be a solitary male presence.
You might learn something you never knew.
Yeah, well, maybe I will.
Okay.
Laura, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.